Rich.
Welcome to your study, Master. Good evening.
I stay. Let me extend a warm welcome to our new friend. I would this time like just to mention about what you call depression and why you feel there is so much in your world at this time. There is only one answer, and that is, my dear friends, because people and their lives are so busy and so rushed that they do not allow themselves time to connect spirit with our world. Although so many more people have become aware of spirit, and we are pleased about that, sometimes materialism runs hand in hand. I have said before, there is nothing wrong with material things as long as you have the balance with your spirit. Mankind is slow to understand this, but it is coming. It is coming.
It is very nice that we had Stephen, a trainee doctor, through last time, and he was talking about the need for spirit connection and rejuvenation, both during sleep state and at times during the day.
Yes, it is a connection that you all should be making on a daily basis. Not just when it suits you or time permits. It should be the most important part of your daily lives.
Like people remember to plug in their and charge their mobile phones, but they forget to plug themselves into spirit to have a recharge.
All that energy up there.
Yes.
That's a good way of putting it, Paul.
And of course you would not try to run your vehicles without fuel. And yet you abuse the housing of your spirit. So perhaps it is time to remind you once more of the importance of that silent state.
It's good to observe the connection with depression. A very real factor.
Yes, and there is as the gentleman said, too much of it at this time of your existence. It has to be attended to. Otherwise, you become engulfed in a state of desperation, and eventually a state of darkness, because the spirit is not lifted.
So would you recommend for depressed people to learn the way to go within quietly? And
it is already being used in your world. It is already understood how music and quietness and all of these gentle pursuits are uplifting to the spirit. And yes, of course, if people would only accept that they are more than a physical body, it would be so much easier for them.
It's almost like music is this sort of, you can get a bit rigid in your thoughts, everything stuck, and then music comes along and it's like an oil, it loosens everything up. And
yes. Provided, of course, it is the right kind of music. Not all of your music is uplifting.
Heavy metal or something like that, that's not so heavy.
Yes.
That's right, so much, there's a lot of a debate over the music industry, and even that's become polluted with the commercialism of it. Going back a few decades, it seemed that the music industry was less manufactured, a lot less manufactured than it is today.
More melody, perhaps.
There are an awful lot of depressives within the music industry itself. So,
yes. Very often because of the type of music they listen to or are absorbed into. And of course, music can be intoxicating for many.
I think what more so than music today are these console and computer games that draw people into darker sides of themselves.
Yes.
I think that's great cause of depression in children and young people.
All of you should be aware of that spirit. They say the spirit within. The spirit is not within, it is what you are.
I think it's tainted. People allow external stimuli into their lives.
Yes.
That's damaging. I'd like just to, as well as quiet moments, for somebody who's suffered from depression in the past.
Yes.
Also, it's very important not to forget one another, because your fellow man can help pull you out of depression just as quick, actually, as being on your own.
I believe I have said to you in the past that depression is not a good thing because it is a selfish act. And I know that will cause much debate. But when you are so depressed, all you can think of, as you have just said, is think about yourself. So, to allow others into your life, just to listen, perhaps, is that first stage of upliftment.
It's that feeling of connection that we are all connected.
Yes.
And being in a... I think there are varying degrees of depression that people that suffer with depression
yes.
know themselves what they require, whether it be those quiet moments
yes.
or whether it be your fellow man that helps. And you, I think most people start to recognise eventually what it is they need at that particular time.
Yes.
But that only comes with awareness, I presume.
It does, because some people never find what it is they need.
No.
If only they would listen to their inner voice, things would become so much clearer. But ultimately, I have to say, it is a selfish state of living.
It is a very selfish state of living.
Yes.
I recognise that, and I've been in it. Extremely selfish, self-absorbing, selfish.
Yes.
But it is part of the... I don't think it has to be part of our physical, but it seems to be something that, you know, it is very prevalent within our physical bodies.
Yes.
And it's just learning to deal with it.
A lot is to do with the state of your lives at this present moment in time.
It's a very simple thing for people who do not really understand, is to ensure that they get adequate sleep.
There are many things, but they need to be taken from themselves. That is why I would say music is a great upliftment for those people who have no strong beliefs. Music can have the effect of soothing and uplifting.
And can that also apply to animals sometimes?
Yes, of course. Of course.
I was just thinking also that when people are depressed, they tend to sleep quite a lot. And I suppose that gives spirit a chance to connect.
Yes, because, you see, the depressed people almost close us out.
Yes.
We come close, of course we do, to help in whatever way. But it is like a barrier
yes.
that is placed between those who wish to help. Yes, it is something that should be discussed often.
Well, the influence of music is interesting. It also has an influence on plants. And,
yes.
Well, I have carried out experiments myself and found that tomatoes grow rather better if music is played to them.
Yes. Of course, we have discussed these things before.
We have.
Yes. It's the vibration, isn't it, that you discussed before? It's
yes.
The vibration that they pick up on.
Yes. But it does no harm to be reminded of these things.
No. Yes. It's interesting to see how it is beneficial to humans, animals, and plants. Right through nature, really.
Yes. You are all vibration. You know this.
Would you say?
Yes.
I was just going to say, George last week was, and I'm sure Jim perhaps will bring it up, about in China, how somebody's tumour was shrunk just by chanting.
Yes.
Yes, this was in the Beijing hospital. And where medicines are not used, this three doctors enhanced feeling in the patient of, I have been healed. And a 3-inch size tumour in the bladder disappeared within 3 minutes. And this was all on recorded on film.
One of the things was that they were chanting, weren't they?
Mm.
And I remember you saying before, George, Samuel, about chanting, how certain chanting can put a vibration out many, many, you know, a very far distance.
Yes. You are not fully aware yet of the many vibrations that exist. In fact, it is something that is being worked upon in our world at this very time.
Yes. So, to put it down to power of thought is really perhaps an oversimplification.
Yes. Yes. Of course. No.
I know that I find it a bit embarrassing to bring it up again, but you did say that somebody who commits suicide when they're depressed are selfish. And I thought about it a lot of time, and I can't get my head around that anymore. I just thought these people were so darned ill that
yes,
they crack. And
they are ill as far as you are concerned.
Yeah.
But if you look to the wider picture of life, these people leave behind such hurt and such grief as affecting many others, not only themselves. You have a responsibility, all of you, as human beings, to be kind and to look out for those you love and those you care for. People I accept are ill in the way that you mean, but on a spiritual level it is not really acceptable. And they will find many of them so much upset and regret at what they have done.
When they pass on.
When they pass to our world.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
You have to look at the wider picture.
Yes, I think you said that it deprived their death deprived others of their friendship.
Yes, and their love and so many other things.
We've had rescues through people who have taken their lives, and they're just so very sorry for what they've done.
Yes. Of course, there are. They don't, when they reach that pit of despair, all they can focus on is themselves and the freedom away from the worry and concern. We know and we fully understand. And of course, they are helped. There is none of this punishment that is talked about by many because they have taken their own lives.
Yeah.
They are helped in the way that is needed for them. But that does not detract from the fact it is a selfish act.
Yes, sir.
I hope that helps you a little more.
I can understand that side.
Yes.
And what you're saying when they go over, they're all sorry. They are sorry.
Yes.
And what they leave behind is just that. I just think in my mind, it's only in my mind, you know far better than I do, of course you do, that moment, that brain is gone.
Yes.
And they do the most stupid things.
Yes.
Put a rope around it and jump. And it's just that.
But in that moment, in that moment if they had thought of those loved ones.
No, they haven't.
They haven't, of no. course. That is why it is a selfish act. Mm. Think of those left behind, confused, hurt, and the pain that they suffer
yep.
because of that one individual soul.
Yes, we know this personally, where
the
father's hung himself and the child
yes.
has opened the door and found him.
Yes.
No, that's still rankles us, that's stupid. That still is in our minds.
Of course.
And the guy was a lovely fella. And I can't get my head round it now.
No. You probably will not until you begin to look at the wider aspect of spiritual life. Only then does it become understandable. Yes. That is why it is important to look to these people who are depressed in such a way that they contemplate taking their own lives.
Yeah.
That is why help is needed so badly for them.
Yeah.
But we in spirit are limited to what we can do when there is so much negativity. Believe me when I say that we try so hard.
Yes. My sister asked me to put a personal question to you. I don't know if you can take a personal one tonight.
You know I do not like to, but I will listen to it.
It's her boy, her son, Georgie, who seems to be wanting to opt out of school now. He seems to have reached a bit of a head. He's a sensitive guy and he feels the coldness of this the people at school a bit too much, but I don't know if there's anything we can...
We will endeavour to help him, but he is a very sensitive young man. Yes. It is true, but it also means that that sensitivity was part of his whole being. For existence. And it is also true to say that although we can try to encourage and inspire him, we are not allowed to interfere in his life.
No.
It is something that he will have to learn to deal with for himself.
Yes.
I know the parents, as any parent would, wishes only the best for their child. And that, too, is understandable. But he is of an age when he can make his own choices.
Yes.
So I would suggest the parents... stand back a little and allow that judgment to come from this young man.
Yes, he's not alone. There have been times in my life when I've felt to be a misfit. But one just has to see that through and get on top of the problems.
You have to live within this world.
Thank you for that. I'm sorry to have asked a personal question there, but anyway, thank you.
Yes. You mentioned, sorry mate, this is scarcely a question, but I think you stated quite clearly that light is physical. And I just wanted to say, on reflection, I can very readily see that and agree, because light exerts a radiation pressure, and it has to be physical in order to do that.
Yes, of course. I am pleased that you have understood my reply. I know sometimes what I say to you sits a little uncomfortably with some of you, but I endeavor to bring you truth. And in bringing that truth, I do not always give you the answers that you desire.
Well, there's a little bit sometimes for us to work out for ourselves.
Yes, and that can only be good for your soul. Now, I feel for this time there is enough for you to think about, and perhaps sometime we will discuss what you have learned and what you feel about this word, depression. Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave and allow others to come who are waiting close by.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yes, lovely evening again.
Love goes with you.
Thank you. Sure. Love goes with you.